Slugging Away. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And for the first time, at least in my career, we've run into this problem with slugs. As far as Tennessee goes, this is the worst injury I've seen in my 15 years in this job.
Well, not always a popular subject to talk about, and for sure this year, West Tennessee farmers wish they weren't. But unfortunately, all spring long, because of the wet, cool conditions for much of the spring, and now even into the summer, it's been a slugfest. UT entomology specialist Dr. Scott Stewart.
Yeah, we've had an unusually big problem with slugs this year. And like you said, it's not anything we haven't seen in the past. We always have some fields with slug damage in soybean, corn, and even cotton, although soybean seems to be a favorite crop that they hit on. And this year, for whatever reason, the slug population is quite a bit higher and they've done quite a bit more damage.
Now, there have been reports throughout much of West Tennessee from slug damage to corn, soybeans, and cotton, and cover crops have been hit extensively. Jeff Lanham, the UT Extension leader in Weakley County, says it's as bad as he's ever seen it.
And they have managed to feed on sprouting soybeans before they emerge above soil level. Even soybeans that have emerged and have those little cotyledons out there on the stem, they've whittled and gnawed and chewed those things down. Your producer would think he had a good stand of soybeans and go back a week or so later and find that stand of soybeans had kind of melted away.
So far, it's estimated about 5,000 acres of soybeans have been replanted because of slug damage. As for treatment, sure, you could pour some salt on them like you did as a kid, but there's just simply too many. There are some commercial baits, but not that practical, especially in those larger fields. The real cure needs to come from Mother Nature.
You want dry and warm for a week or so, and once those plants get up to a good stand, usually they make.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.